The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Mid-year sale on now, in store and online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London. Well, then there were four, eh? A better picture for Boris Johnson, but he's not over the line yet, although he's a long way ahead of the Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt, who managed, what, 54 votes?
Yeah, how goes Rory Stewart, who was the long shot, frankly, yeah. Anyway. Yeah. But yeah, Boris Johnson's had exactly the same number of votes from fellow MPs as Jeremy Hunt, Michael Gove and Sajid Javid put together. So they're still only about half or so. Although I kind of wonder, actually, what's happening with the other 27? I think they're just not bothering to vote.
Yes, right.
27 Conservative MPs don't seem to be taking an interest
no,
in this,
that's
which
right.
is kind of odd. So, as you say, five become four, which, of course, as we may remember, happened with the Spice Girls, One Direction, and the Travelling Wilburys. It's not necessarily the end of the road. Eventually, we'll be down to two, and eventually, we'll have a new Prime Minister. Eventually.
Something wonderful is Adam Gilchrist. Five became four. That happened to the Spice Girls and the Travelling Wilburys. Dear. Oxford University.
Yeah, this is quite a thing. The largest donation to any British university ever, £150 million, for a new institute that will specifically study the ethics of artificial intelligence. It's an American investment billionaire, a guy called Stephen Schwarzman, known for his private equity firm Blackstone, and also widely reported in American newspapers for his lavish luxury lifestyle. And actually, he's already done something similar with MIT in Massachusetts in the States. But intriguingly, this is a guy, I mean, he's giving 150 million quid for this center that'll have lecture rooms and certain subjects and a concert hall and so forth. But he says artificial intelligence is the biggest issue of our time, and it's so important to remember what being a human means. Blimey, a financier interested in humanity.
Yes.
I don't think that's ever happened before, has it?
Yes, I mean, it's a tied grant, so he's giving the 150, but not to the university. He's giving it to this brand new institute to study the ethics of artificial
intelligence.
Yeah, admittedly. Yeah. Okay, you go back to counting the Spice Girls. You sure they're down to four?
Tell me this,
Boris going to get over the line?
Do you know, I have a sneaky feeling that having all along said that I didn't think the favourite would win, I think he probably will. I think Bojo's just got some momentum there.
Right.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good on you. Okay, we won't know until the 22nd of July, by the way. 22nd of July. That's Adam in London, Adam Gilchrist.